Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Have you ever considered studying at Bible College? Well, the amazing team at Planet Shakers College are hosting a college open day on Wednesday, the 24th of May. For one day, you get to participate amongst our students, engage with our world-class lecturers, and soak in our chapel service. Sign up at www.planetshakers.com/college for more details. Now, for this week's podcast.
You know, today I'm going to be talking about something really important in our lives, and it is, in you I believe. Everybody say, in you I believe. So good. I want you to ask yourself today, what do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that He can do anything for you? Do you believe that He's your healer and restorer? Do you believe that He is a good God? Do you believe that He can turn all things around? Do you believe that in your heart today? So that is my question to you. In who do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus can do anything for you? Do you believe that He is your healer, your restorer, your redeemer? Do you believe that He has saved you and set you free? Now, there's a story in the Bible of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel 3, verse 1 to 30, I'm not going to read the whole thing because, you know, we would be here till the end of time. Not really. But in this story, there was three Hebrew boys, and you know, they were coming into this time where, you know, it was very challenging. They were coming into a time where they were faced with an obstacle. And so these three men, they believed in God. They believed God was the God of this world. And so they came into this challenge where, you know, they're going to have to bow before this idol, this king. And they didn't want to do that because they believed in their heart that Jesus was Lord over it all. They believed in their heart that God was the only God on this earth. And so they're faced with this situation where if they do not bow, if they do not submit to the authority of where they were living, they were going to have to face some consequences. And so they came to this time that was so challenging, and King Nebuchadnezzar, he wasn't very happy with these three men because they refused to bow to the world. They refused to bow to this idol worship. They refused to do anything of the world. All they wanted was God. And so they're in this situation where it's really hard because basically they're going to face death if they do not submit to what King Nebuchadnezzar was saying. And so they found themselves in this challenging situation. And they had a decision to make. They had a decision to maybe, I'm just going to go with what he said so I don't die. But they made a choice to go, God, even if I'm going to die today, I'm going to die for You because I believe in You. And what did they do? They believed in the power of Jesus. They believed that they would be rescued. They believed that they would be protected. They believed that as they would step out in faith, God would move. And what happened? They went into that furnace. They went into that challenge. They were facing death. And what happened? God came through. God turned it all around. He came into that furnace and He rescued them. And He pulled them out and said, no, I am your protector. No, I am your healer. No, I am your provider. And not only that, but it changed a generation. By three men saying, God, no matter what, I believe in You. No matter the hard times, I believe in You. No matter the death that I'm about to face, I believe in You, Jesus. I know You're my protector. I know You're going to turn all things around. And so this is an amazing story of what someone did to believe. Maybe today you face many challenges, but do you believe that Jesus can turn it around for you today? I even feel there's some people in this place and you're believing for a PR. Do you believe that that is going to come your way? Do you believe that you're going to get that letter from the government that says, yes, of course you're going to live here? Do you believe that God will provide that for you? These three men could have chosen to live like everyone else did. They could have chosen to step into the worldly things and go, yes, okay, I'll do that. But no, they believed in God, and God turned it around for them. I want you to ask yourself today, do you truly believe that God can change your life? Do you believe that you were called by God? Do you believe that when you were born, it was not a mistake? But you are here for a reason. You are a vessel of God. You are anointed. You are appointed of God. That is who you are. Do you believe that when you were born, Jesus put this on the inside of you? Do you believe that you have all authority and power because Jesus is on the inside of you? You know, there's another story in the Bible of Noah. Noah's Ark, not Noah Walker, Noah's Ark. And in this story, everyone around him did not believe. He was the only one. He was the only one listening to the voice of God. He was the only one stepping out. Imagine coming into a situation or coming around people you know and they don't believe in you. They pull you down. They go, oh no, God didn't say that. Oh no, God didn't speak to you. Imagine being in that, going, this whole earth is going to be flooded and you're going to die if you don't listen to me. Imagine being in that situation. That would be hard. But what Noah did was he said, God, here I am. I don't care what it takes. Even if it costs my whole life, I'm doing this for you because I believe in you and I believe in the plans that you have for me. I believe that you're going to change this generation, that you're going to win this world. And so what did he do? He built that ark because God spoke to him and he believed what God said. Is there anyone in this place that believes in the power of God? When God speaks to you, do you believe, yes, God, you're going to use me. You're going to empower me just like Noah. He listened to the voice of God. He believed and he made a way for this generation. He made a way for this earth to never be flooded again. He stepped out and was used by God. Because he believed. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Maybe you're facing a challenge today. Do you believe, even if you cannot see it right now? Do you have the faith in your heart to go, yes, God, I believe in everything that you have for me. Even though this diagnosis says this, you say this about me. I thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes I am healed. That is your promise for my life. That is your purpose for my life. Do you believe that today? Do you grab hold of the word of God? When God said something, he's going to do it. When God says he's going to bless you, he will bless you. When God says he's going to heal you, he will heal you. When God says he's going to empower you and anoint you, he will do those things. Because he's good. You know, there was a time in my life, you know, I was getting a scan for, you know, our baby who's due very soon, which is exciting. Pray for me, supernatural. Amen. But there was a time when we came to our 20-week scan and, you know, they do all the measurements. I know lots of women in this place would know. It's very long. And so we were doing this scan and the doctor said, oh, there's a part of your baby that is not, it's not growing properly. And I remember hearing that and going, oh, okay, sure. And I remember going out of that time and saying, no, that's not what God has for me and my family. And so we went down this journey of saying, thank you, Jesus. I believe in you. I believe that you will turn all things around for good because you love me, because you care for me. And so I remember going to the next scan after that. This was at like 30 weeks and we had another doctor do our scan for us. And I remember him saying, oh, you know, there's a note on here that says they're concerned about the growth of your baby. And I remember him saying to me, you don't need to worry about that because he's completely fine and his body is in the normal range. But you know what, church? That's because I chose to believe that my God is powerful, that my God turns all things around for good, that even though people might say things over your life, might declare things over your life, God is good and God turns it around. All you need to do is believe. Come on, you need to have a faith that goes, yes, Lord, I believe in you and your powerful works. I could have agreed with that. I could have gone, yep, oh no, what's going to happen now? But I said, no, I believe in my Jesus. In the Word of God, it says, if you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. When I got right with God, that was His promise to me. Everything in the Word of God is His promise. You'll be healed, you'll be saved, you'll be set free. It's called believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth. I confess, no, my child will be made whole. My child will be the perfect size. My child is yours, God. This is our God. In James 1 verse 6 it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Always believe, church, never doubt. Sometimes when we walk through life, doubts come our way. Things will be thrown at us. But never doubt God. You're breathing today because of Him. You're in this room today because of Him. You got in your car or you got on the tram because of Him. Never doubt. He is with you. In John 16 verse 33 it says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He's overcome the world, church. He's overcome these things so that you don't have to experience pain or sorrow or unbelief. All you need to do is say, yes, Lord, I give these things to you. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Oh, I'm sorry for not believing. I trust in you. I rely on you. This is our God. If we believe He has overcome the world, we can do anything. We can do anything with Him. If you believe today, because Jesus is in on the inside of you. If you believe, yes, I'm called of God, you can do anything. I remember a time in my life where, you know, you go through lots of challenges. And so one of the biggest challenges in my life was finances. And I remember this pattern in my life of feeling the same old thing. I remember feeling worried about my finances, or worried that I'd be able to pay certain things. And I'd sometimes get these bills in the mail, and I'd be like, God, how do I pay for that? How do I do it? I don't know. And I remember time after time, it was like a pattern of my life where I was worried. I was like, what am I going to do now? How am I going to pay these things? How am I going to live? And this was a constant battle in my heart. And then I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, do you believe? Have I not provided for you every single time? Have I not come through for you? Have I not given you a home? Have I not given you a car to drive every day? Have I not put money in your bank account? And I remember feeling challenged by this and overwhelmed. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this unbelief that I had in my heart, because yes, you always provide for me. Yes, you always come through for me. Yes, God, you have. That's right. Even when I felt down or sad or depressed, or I felt all of these things bombard my heart, I know you always came through. When I got in your presence, I was set free. I was made whole. When I lifted my hands, oh, I felt every chain break off my life. See, this is where unbelief will try and creep in. It'll try and rob you from freedom. It will try and rob you from your miracle. But God looks at the heart, a heart that says, I believe. In you, I believe. In you, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I don't need to worry. I don't need to fear. I just need to believe and keep on believing and keep on asking and keep on knocking until that door is open for me. Come on, church, if you believe today that God is good, would you just thank Him? Would you say, thank you, Jesus. In you, I believe. I can do all things through you, Jesus. I believe you are good. I believe you are faithful. I believe you turn all things around. We thank you, Jesus. Now today, I want us to identify some of these things in our lives. I want us to rebuke the lies of unbelief. This has all got to do with your mind. Sometimes we can hear lies all the time from the enemy. They do not come from God. God would never lie to you. And so sometimes you might feel bombarded with lies to say, oh, that will never happen. You'll never be healed. God will never come through for you. Oh, remember that time. Remember that didn't happen the way you wanted. These are lies of unbelief. But today we're going to get free. I believe people in this place, you're going to be healed from any sort of lie that you've believed. Maybe it's about yourself. Maybe it's about who you're called to be. Maybe it's about a diagnosis that's been over your life. But we're going to deal with those things today. So would we stand to our feet? We thank you, Lord. Would we just close our eyes all over this place? Lord, I thank you that you see every heart. God, you see what people have been facing. You see the challenges. And Father, right now, I just ask for your anointing to fill them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, we are sorry for not believing. We are sorry for doubting. And right now, Father, I just ask for your love to sweep across this place. And what I want us to do, I want us to identify any unbelief in our hearts. Maybe it's about finances, about family, anything. I want you to identify those things. And I want you to say, sorry, God. Sorry that I believed those lies. Sorry I let those things into my heart. Come on, that's it, church. Would you just give it over to Him? Let Him heal you. Let Him restore you today. Oh, Jesus, we're sorry for our unbelief. We believe in you, our healer, our restorer. We thank you, Father. Now, what I want us to do is, if that's you and you just want to be free, you want to be set free from any unbelief in your heart, or maybe you just need a touch from God, a refreshing touch from Him, I want you to come out of your seat and come to the altar. Thank you, Father. If that's you, He's here for you, church. He wants to heal you and restore you today. He wants to fill you up. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we surrender to you today. To do, if you're responding in this place, I want you to lift your hands to heaven and I want you to receive your breakthrough. We break off every chain, every lie, and we command it to get out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, every single person in this room right now believes in you, believes in your power. We break off lies. We break off anything that would try and shut them down in the name of Jesus. And we loose your freedom right here, right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Oh, we thank you, Lord, your oil, your anointing is here. So Holy Spirit, come and move.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.